It's Thursday, the 3rd of October, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbien. The Business and Intellectual Property Authority is currently conducting stakeholder consultative meetings aimed at amending the industrial property regulations. These amendments are anticipated to consolidate the fees associated with industrial property registration with BIPA. The authority's industrial property officer, Undamuye Wanguta.
We identify that it's very inefficient, it's cumbersome, it's long, and clients, they get really frustrated. You know, these are business people. They don't want to be entering into various transactions with us, always coming in back and forth. They want to do it easily and efficiently. So the purpose, the rationale was actually just to consolidate our fees, make sure that it's customer friendly, responsive, efficient, to streamline our process and to improve our turnaround time, which is very important. We are looking into the beginning of January next year, 2025. We're looking into that to for it to be really established and become law.
The Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority has designated this month as Consumer Protection Month to educate consumers about their financial rights and obligations. This initiative aims to raise awareness of the importance of protecting consumer rights, safeguarding against market misconduct, and ensuring consumers understand their responsibilities when interacting with financial institutions. NAMFISA's spokesperson, Victoria Muranda.
NAMFISA encourages consumers to educate and equip themselves with the knowledge needed to make informed financial decisions. It is important that consumers understand their rights as consumers, and that is the first step towards financial empowerment, while demanding transparency and insisting on clear and comprehensive information about financial products and services. NAMFISA urges consumers to protect their data by safeguarding their personal and financial information while being vigilant against fraud, identity theft, and scams that can compromise their financial security.
The South African Zionist Federation has condemned Iran's missile attack on Israel, calling it a dangerous escalation. The Federation has criticized the South African government for their silence on the issue. The Federation's Rolien Marx has urged government to denounce this act of war. She also highlighted Iran's destabilizing role in the Middle East and underscored Israel's right to self-defense.
Tehran's actions highlight its blatant disregard for international law and its role as the primary destabilizing force in the Middle East. If the silence continues, it will demonstrate that the ANC values its support for rogue states over any commitment to human rights.
More than 100 people, primarily women and children, are missing after a wooden boat sank in the Niger River in northern Nigeria on Tuesday evening. Deutsche Welle says the boat, which was designed to carry only 100 passengers, was overloaded with nearly 300 people returning from a religious festival when it broke apart around 8:30 p.m. State Emergency Services official Salihu Garba confirmed that the excessive weight caused the tragedy. So far, 16 bodies, 14 women and 2 men, have been recovered, and rescue operations are ongoing as authorities continue to search for the missing passengers. The United Nations Security Council members have voiced concerns over the escalating tensions in the Middle East. The council convened an emergency session yesterday following Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday evening. On the ground for us is Jody Jacobs reporting from New York, where the United Nations is headquartered.
Israeli must understand that each act of aggression it makes, it's not unpunished.
The United States has pledged its full support to Israel.
The United States is fully supportive of Israel.
Fears are mounting here in New York of a potential all-out regional war, something that has the UN Secretary General worried. Antonio Guterres saying this deadly cycle of tit-for-tat violence must stop. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.